Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn one mitzvah. It is not the same mitzvah we learned yesterday. Today we learn the mitzvah about Tumas Meis. But wait, didn't we learn this mitzvah a few weeks ago? Yes, we did. So why are we learning it again? It's because of what Tatis are learning in Rambam. When we are learning a mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvos, Tatis are learning all of the halachos about that mitzvah in Rambam. But now, in Rambam, they are learning the halachos about kelim that get tamei. Can you say kelim? Good. What are kelim? Kelim are all kinds of things that can get tamei. Shoes are kelim. Pots are kelim. Chairs are kelim. The Rambam teaches us the halachos about how to know if kelim are tamei. But there are no special mitzvahs about kelim that get tamei. So what should we learn about in Sefer HaMitzvos when the Tatis are learning these halachos? Let's think. Well, what kinds of tumah can kelim get? All of the kinds of tumah we learned about before. So we are learning about all of these kinds of tumah again. Today, we learn again the mitzvah of Tumas Meis. When someone's neshama goes back up to Shamayim, their body stays here. Their body becomes tamei. That kind of tumah is called Tumas Meis. Anyone who is in the same house as the body, or touches it or moves it, gets tamei too. Today's mitzvah is to follow all of what the Torah says to know if something or somebody has Tumas Meis. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!